钱才是真理。
Maybe this world is teaching us that force is the solution.
但是我们到神的殿里面来，耶稣给我们不同的思考。
However, when we come to the Lord's temple, Jesus gives us a different thinking.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5.
马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
我们今天来思考温柔的好处，温柔的道理。
And today we'll share the benefits and the teaching of being meek.
我们先来谈到耶稣不只是这样教导，说温柔有好处，他本身有很多柔和的行为。
And not only did Jesus teach us to be meek, from him we can learn many personal examples.
那我们再来谈谈温柔到底有什么好处。
Now let's talk about the benefits of meekness.
我们再谈一谈如何让我们自己更柔和。
And we'll talk about how we can be more meek.
我们看马太福音的十一章二十九节。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11, verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and low in heart. You will find rest for your souls.
实际上讲耶稣他心里柔和谦卑。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is gentle and lowly in heart.
实际上讲我们心中所想的所存的，我们嘴巴行为就表现出来。
Whatever we think, whatever is in our hearts, our mouth will speak forth.
所以我们看到主耶稣一辈子他在很多方面表现出他的温柔。
And in many occasions, the Lord Jesus demonstrates His gentleness.
主耶稣在爱上面表现温柔。
And through His love, Jesus demonstrates His gentleness.
我们看马可福音的一章四十节到四十二节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 42.
这个我们读过哈。
And we have read this before.
这是有一个长大麻风的来找主耶稣。
And there was a leper that came and looked for Jesus.
他跪在主耶稣面前说：“如果你肯，我就可以洁净了。”
And he knelt down before Jesus and said, "If you're willing, I will be cleansed."
我们来读四十一节。
Let's read 41st verse.
一章四十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 41.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed."
耶稣动了慈心，就是他的爱。
And Jesus, when he was moved with compassion, showed his love.
用手摸
stretched out his hand.
这个是一种温柔的触摸，柔和的触摸。
And this is a touch of gentleness.
你有没有觉得有时候你很爱你的孩子，你的孩子感受不到？
Do you ever feel that you love your children very much, but they don't feel it?
为什么你爱他，他不觉得？这个原因在哪里？
And how come you love them so much, but they do not feel your love? What is the reason?
可能我们的爱都是高高在上，让他感受就是几乎没有办法感受。
And maybe our love comes from a higher, much higher place that they cannot feel it.
你看主耶稣他的爱带着温柔，他不只是摸那个麻风的他那个人家看不起的小朋友也把他抱起来，用手按在这个小朋友的头上。
And you can see Jesus' gentle love. Not only did he touch the leper, but he also put in embrace of little children and touched the heads.
那主耶稣也用他的手来洗那个犹大的脚。
And he also used his own hands, Jesus, to wash Judas' feet.
我们仔细观察耶稣的爱表现在触摸上面。
And if we observe Jesus' love, it's within his touches.
这个拍拍肩膀，跟你小孩子抱一抱。或者是甚至跟陌生人握个手，接触一下，这种就是一种柔和的、一种温柔的爱的表现。
And from Jesus' interaction, patting on the back, embracing or touching people, you can see his gentleness.
有一个妈妈在谈她的故事。
And a mother talked about her own story.
她说她的孩子被人家绑架，她把孩子赎回来，孩子没有说声谢谢。
And once, her child was kidnapped. They got the child back, but the child did not thank them.
他送孩子上最好的学校，让他 有一个最好的环境，孩子没有跟她说谢谢。
And she sent her child to the best school with a high tuition, but they never thank her.
可是当她跟孩子做一种秋千，把她抱在怀里的时候
，However, when she embraced her own child,
这个荡秋千，那个孩子跟她说：“妈妈，谢谢你。”
And or put the child on the swing, the child said, "Mother, I thank you."
那个温柔的爱跟我们那种高高在上的爱是不一样的。
And gentle love and the love only from a distant or from high distant, it's different.
So we can look at the 磁带的父亲怎么样迎接浪子回来呢
And have you, do you know how the father received his prodigal son?
远远的看见就跑过去抱着他
And the father saw his son from distant and he ran toward him.
然后就亲他
And then he kissed him.
然后就给他最好的衣服。
And gave him the best clothes,
最好的戒指,
the best ring,
给他鞋子,
and also shoes,
为他办宴席,
and set up a feast for him.
这种温柔的爱才有办法触动人的心。
And only love with gentleness can move people.
耶稣在爱上温柔，他在生气上，我们也看到他的柔和的一面。
And when Jesus loved, he loved with gentleness. Even when he was angry, there was gentleness.
我们来看约翰福音的第二章第五第十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰福音第二章十五节。
John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰福音第二章十五节。二章十五节，耶稣就二章十五节，耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推倒他们的桌子。请读。
And 15, when he had made a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables.
那十一节说，耶稣为神的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
And in verse 17, it says that Jesus was with a zeal for your house has eaten me up.
你看哦，他很急啊。
That he was very anxious.
他也很生气，人家把殿弄污秽了。
And he was very angry that they have defiled the holy temple.
但是他还有一个柔和的一面，你发现到他竟然花时间来用绳子编鞭子啊。
And you can see that he took time and showed his gentleness that he made a whip of cords.
这个要花时间的嘞。
And it takes time to do that.
如果一般人生气起来哈，大概粗话就出来了。这个打人就出来了。
You can see, people when they get angry, they would immediately curse or hit people.
但是他有办法啊，先有一个安静的编制那个绳子。我经上没有讲他打牛羊，也没有讲他打人呢、啊。他是对事不对人，对物不对人。
And you can see, even though Jesus was angry, he took time and in peaceful moment made a court, and he was not personal to them, but he was only targeting their issues and problems.
我们如果生气起来，哪里管他三七二十一啊？
When we are angry, we don't think a lot.
但我们就有时候很急的就出去了。
And many times we would react with haste.
但是在这种生气当中，你看到耶稣柔和的一面。
And even though in the moments of anger, you can see Jesus' gentleness.
所以有人说哈 ，weak 这个 meekness meek 不是 weak 啦，这个温柔不是软弱。
So there's a saying that meekness is not weakness.
这个温柔是一种 strength in control， 是一种力量的控制。
And meekness, it's actually a strength in control.
有时候我们是外刚，内里面是柔的。
And sometimes we carry out a rugged appearance, but inside we are gentle.
外方里面是圆的。
And maybe we have edges outside, but inside we are smooth and round.
所以真的主耶稣很不一样，他柔和谦卑。
And Jesus is very different from us, that he's gentle and lowly in heart.
有一次我自己的孩子啊，他脸上都被打。我看到他整个都是青色的，好像被人家打过这样子。
And one time I saw my child that he had bruises on his face.
我就问他说：“你怎么啦？谁打你啊？”
And I asked him, "What happened? Did someone hit you?"
他说：“没有，他自己打自己了。”
And he said, "No, but I hit myself."
我到他房间去，发现他怎么墙壁到处都是洞。
And I went to his room and I saw that the walls were full of holes.
我终于了解了。
And I understood.
因为哦，前一天哦，我问他说：“为什么你数学考这么烂？”
And I realized that a couple days ago, I asked him, how come your math grades were so low?
啊, 他受不了了。
And he could not take it.
这个有时候我们生气起来,
And sometimes when we were angry, we speak very rashly.
有一次一个小朋友考试考零鸭蛋回来,
One time a child scored a 0 point on his exam.
啊, 他妈妈很生气啊。
And the mother was livid.
可是他控制下来了。
However, the mother was able to control her anger.
她就轻声细语地问孩子啊,今天怎么回事啊,怎么会这样子呢?
And very gently, the mother asked the child, what happened today? How come you have this score?
那小朋友说,哦,老师说,你考卷交了就可以出去玩了,所以我写完名字就考,交完考卷我就出去玩了。
And the child replied that the teacher said that after you finish the exam, you can go out and play. So I put my name down on the exam paper and I left.
所以妈妈就知道原来是这样子。所以有时候我们那个在生气上有一个控制，有一个柔和的一面，可以解决很多事情。
So that was the story. And sometimes when we're angry, we mix it with gentleness, then we have a different outcome.
我们看到主耶稣不只在爱，在生气，他在
When we look at Jesus, not only did he show gentleness in his love, in his anger, but also in times of suffering. Let's turn to Luke chapter 20, verse 60 to 62. Luke chapter 22, verse 60 to 62.
22章60节。
And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. 62. So Peter went out and wept bitterly.
我一直在想哦，这个到底什么样的眼神让一个大男人可以痛哭？
I've been thinking, what kind of glance would this be to cause a grown man to weep bitterly?
我们知道这是主耶稣在法庭审判的快要后面的天将亮了。
And we know that this is the time when Jesus was judged and it was about to sun was about to rise.
我们知道这个时候他就要被打，他要被吐口水，他要被蒙这个麻布袋。
And this is the time when he was about to endure mocking, hitting, spitting, and also being brought to the cross.
在这个最辛苦的时候，这个门徒都离开他的时候，最伤心的时候。
And in this moment of suffering and betrayal and sadness,
啊, 他还花时间回头过来看一看彼得。
And he also took time to turn and look at Peter.
到底什么样的眼神让彼得想起自己三次不认主？
And what kind of glance that Jesus have to make Peter remember all those things?
我在想那个眼神如果是很凶悍,
And when I'm thinking, if that glance was an angry one,
啊, 彼得可能会说, so be it, so what? 就是这样子啊, 你要我怎么样? 我已经做了, 你要怎么样?
And Peter may have thought to himself that, what can I do? So be it.
那个眼神一定是柔和到让人家心碎，真的啊, 我真的很对不起你哦。
And I think that glance was so full of gentleness that it can cause a person's heart to break.
你知道吗? 如果一个人他自己身处在这种患难当中，或者是痛苦当中。
And when a person has endured suffering and tribulations,
人常常会自暴自弃、自冤自艾。
A lot of people would give up and blame things on themselves or other people.
躲在角落里面像一只狗一样舔自己的伤口而已啦。
And maybe a wounded dog or animal licking his own wounds.
那耶稣不是这样子的。
But Jesus was not like that.
你看哦，他最痛苦的时候可以帮钉他的人祷告。
You can see when he suffered most, he can still pray for those who crucified him.
他最痛苦的时候可以拯救强盗的灵魂。
In his worst pains, he can still save the soul of the bandits.
所以耶稣说他心里柔和谦卑啊。
That's why Jesus said that he is gentle and lowly in heart.
我认识一位姐妹。
I know a sister.
因为很忙，所以都没有来聚会。
She was very busy and did not come to services.
她的孩子因为这样，所以没有什么信仰。
And because of that, her children did not have very good faith.
可是后来她很早就得癌症了。 And
then sometime she was diagnosed with cancer.
她就很后悔啊，这一辈子没有好好的带孩子。
And she regretted she did not lead her children in faith.
她在癌症最痛苦快要过世的时候。
And in her most deepest suffering in her cancer treatment.
她把孩子叫到床前来。
And she called her children to her bedside.
她说你们要答应我。
And she said, her children, you have to promise me.
一定要去寻找神。
You have to seek God.
这是不容易的，因为人在最痛苦当中啊，还能够有那一种柔和的爱，柔和的关怀。
And it's not very easy because you're suffering so much, and you can still muster up your gentleness.
所以我们看到耶稣的柔和谦卑。
So we have seen the Lord Jesus' gentleness and lowly in heart.
这样讲，温柔的人有福了。
And the Bible said, blessed are the meek.
耶稣这样讲，那到底耶稣这样讲，到底我们可以得到什么福气呢？
And when Jesus said it, what kind of blessing will we receive?
刚刚我们读到耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们负我的轭，负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And Lord Jesus said, blessed is the meek, and those who are lowly and gentle in heart will find rest.
所以第一个好处，如果你啊，是一个比较温柔的人哦，你的心会比较有安息，比较有平静。
The first benefit, if you are a meek person, you will find rest in your heart.
我们看诗篇的三十七篇十一节。
And let's turn to Psalm 37, verse 11.
诗篇三十七篇十一节。
Psalm 37, verse 11.
三十七篇十一节。
Psalm 37, verse 11.
请你读英文，这个英文不太一样。三十七篇十一节。
And Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
中文说谦卑的必承受地土，其实英文叫 meek 就是温柔的意思了，原来的是就是温柔。温柔的人要承受地土，其实是耶稣所说的。
So the meek shall inherit the earth is the same what Jesus said.
但是还有一句说，他要以丰盛的平安为乐，就是在你生命当中你常有那种好像平安如江河， 你以这个做你的喜乐。
And said that shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. It's just like a calm waters.
你知道如果没有温柔的人常常暴烈，常常粗暴，这样讲言语粗暴的人会触动怒气的。
And when you do not have meekness or a peace, then you would get angry very often.
它 会引起争端的。
And you would cause strife.
所以如果我们没有温柔，我们常常会好像风风雨雨啦，惹是生非啦，常常心中没有平安，或是环境没有平安。
And if we do not have meekness, our life is like storms. We never have peace.
所以其实温柔就是一种与世无争的态度，是一种不争的心态一种平静的心呢。
And meekness is we do not compete with the world.
圣经上meek 这个字只有形容过两个人。
And in the Bible, the adjective
温柔这个字meek
It's only referred to two people.
第一个就是主耶稣基督。
And the first is our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个就是摩西。
And second is Moses.
我们说过了，摩西极其温柔，胜过极其谦卑。其实那个字就用meek，他胜过世上一切众人。
And Moses was meek, and his meekness was above anyone on earth.
所以我们看到，其实他被自己的姐姐攻击的时候，他一点都没有反击回去。
And you can see that Moses did not retaliate when he was attacked by his own sister.
所以他的心是平静的啦。
So it's in his heart, it was a lot of calmness.
我们看到，其实温柔的人，他好像沙包不像皮球。
And when you look at people that are gentle, you think that as they are sandbags.
不是皮球，皮球一拍就跳起来。
And not a ball. When you hit a ball, it will bounce.
那个沙包你把它打下去，它一个力量把那个风暴把它化解掉了。
And when you hit a sandbag, it absorbs all the force.
那这样我们生命真的会比较，这边说以丰盛的平安为乐。
And it tells us that meek people shall delight themselves in abundance of peace.
前些日子网络上常常有骂人的东西
And just before, there are a lot of criticisms online.
我有一些同工被人家骂得臭头
And a lot of my colleagues were criticized very sharply.
有一次开会，我就问同工说：“兄弟，你睡得着觉吗？”
And one time in a meeting, I asked my colleagues, "Do you sleep well at night?"
他说：“感谢主嘞，累了就睡。”
And they said, "Thank God, when I'm tired, I sleep well."
那个其实网络上的攻击是，我觉得是很没有品的，我自己觉得啦。
And I think there's no justice for this online criticism.
但是这些同工哦，他们那个心啊，有一